There's multiple ways you can follow us now. The easiest is to go to KZOZ.com. You can download the new app, and you can also listen live.
How pathetic can some people be?
And I want y'all to know, just because I talk about white people, I don't want y'all to think that I don't like y'all. I like y'all. I do a lot of fun things with y'all, you know. But I can't drink with y'all. Because every time I do a show after show, white people always want you to drink with them. Like, come on, let's go drink. You know, and I like y'all. I just can't drink with y'all because white people, y'all are the undisputed champs of drinking. Can't nobody outdrink y'all. Y'all drink till y'all fall the hell out. You know. See, black people, we like to get our groove on, but we drink just enough and we try to philosophize and get smooth on you. We'll fall asleep on your ass. Be talking about, man, we need to end the hypocrisy of the white man and... White people, boy. I know when white people get good and drunk, too, because y'all got that noise y'all make. Don't do that. That scares me. And I like to go to the frat house and drink with my white friends, because anytime you go drinking at the frat house, white boys bring you a drink and hand it to you like it's a top CIA secret. You know, they'll hand me my drink, and I go, man, what the hell is in this? Dude, don't worry. Don't ask. Just drink it. I'll see you in 20 minutes. Next thing you know, I'm butt naked standing on a coffee table with a cowboy hat on going, woo!
Dumbass of the day. 93.3 KZOZ.
Police in South Carolina say a young woman was stopped after she sped through a stop sign at 60 miles an hour.
Oh, wow.
That can't be good for your insurance at the end of the day.
So she just blew a 60 stop sign at 60?
Yeah, that's not knowing that stop sign's there or not paying attention.
Well, or being drunk.
Yeah. Now, she told the officers when they pulled her over, immediately, she said, you guys should not arrest me. And they're like, arrest you? Why would we arrest you? She said, well, because I went through that stop sign, and she's slurring her words. She says, I'm going to try to do drunk South Carolinian white girl.
All right. Okay.
Officer, you shouldn't arrest me because I'm a very clean, thoroughbred white girl.
That's what the Bluffton police heard from 32-year-old Lauren Elizabeth Cutshaw, slurring her words. And then they said, well, ma'am, we're going to give you a breathalyzer. She says, I shouldn't be taken to jail because I was a cheerleader and I was a sorority girl. Who graduated from a high accredited university.
Can't be that high accredited if she didn't want to mention it. Maybe she forgot.
She said her partner was a cop.
Okay. Her partner?
Her partner. Meaning, I guess, boyfriend or girlfriend. I don't know. When officers asked her what being a white, clean girl had to do with anything, she reportedly replied, you're a cop. You should know what it means.
Well, she's trying to say what? That she's obviously racist because she's saying that she's white, so she should get off.
Let me go.
She's white privileged.
Let me go. I'm white. I was a cheerleader. I was in a sorority, and I went to a high accredited.
Obviously, you've been white and privileged too long, sweetheart.
University.
Lauren Elizabeth Cutshaw.
Now, she's a real estate agent, so this can't be good for, I guess, a lot of people that she might be selling houses to.
White. You know, I'd love to show you that house, but I lost my license because I'm a drunk. So could you come pick me up at the office, and then we'll go over there.
Jailed on Saturday on charges of drunken driving, speeding, and also there was some marijuana in the car as well. When they asked her about the marijuana, she said, oh, yeah, I may have smoked some marijuana tonight, too. Oh, Elizabeth. I wonder what...
It's refreshing, you know, I'm sure, for a police officer to get this kind of honest.
She said high-credited university, not highly credited university. High-credited. So maybe that's what she meant.
Yeah.
She said
they get you high.
She said that she had
pretty white girls get high.
Two glasses of wine at an upscale restaurant.
Oh, upscale. High accredited and upscale.
They asked her. They said,
I'm a clean white girl.
They said, how full were your wine glasses? She said they were pretty full. Cheerleader, dancer, and sorority girl who graduated from a high accredited university. God, I want to know what school she went to. Can I look her up on Facebook?
I'm sure you can. Probably take you a few minutes.
I'm going to do that for a while. Until then, Lauren, you're Jeff and Jeremy's.
Dumbass of the day. It's Jeff and Jeremy in the morning on 93.3 KZOZ.
Did you find her?
Yeah, I did. Lauren Elizabeth is what she goes by on Facebook. And this is definitely the girl. It's like when you do something like this happens, and you're a real estate agent too, especially, like something like this happens, why wouldn't you just ditch your Facebook profile at that point in time? Like, delete it, get rid of it. Is it hard to get rid of your Facebook profile?
Well, you know, you had a lot of cool stuff on there. I mean, there's a lot of memories, vacations, family stuff.
Maybe this isn't the right person.
You know, I was looking over here and I found some audio from the traffic camera or from the cop's camera that they wear the microphones now and record everybody.
Okay.
There's actually video of this. We should post that on our Facebook page. But here's a little bit of the cop. I figured if hearing it from her mouth might be kind of fun to.
Yo, absolutely.
I was a former student.
Okay, never mind.
I want to hear it. Come
on. You can't even understand
that.
I
like hearing girls cry.
She's an American high school student. I was an All-American cheerleader.
Okay, all I made out there was cheerleader. Let's try it again.
I was a former student. She's an American high school student. I was an All-American cheerleader.
I was an All-American cheerleader. All right, there's a little bit more.
Please, I've never been arrested. I'm coming to jail.
I'm a pretty girl.
That's your girlfriend? Like, shut up. Just lock her in the bathroom.
So I ran across something while looking her up that is totally clickbaity, and I got
sucked in.
I got totally sucked in, and I'm going to share this with you, okay? And maybe we gotta get JW on board for this. I don't know.
He's out of the country right now.
Oh, he's on his vacation?
Yeah, he's not out of the country, but he's back next week.
Well, maybe we could call him on his vacation.
Maybe he'll answer. Yeah, I got to see him.
6 tricks to avoiding speeding tickets?
You know,
I had to click on it.
And did it give you spam or?
No, it's a Reader's Digest article. I had to click on it.
All right.
And
let's check it out.
I want to run some of these up the flagpole of you and maybe JW. That would be awesome.
All right, let me look up his phone number. We'll give him a call and see if he'll chat with us this early.
Jeff and Jeremy in the morning.